On a chilly Sunday in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley, Lebanese and Syrian children are busily making puppets. Sitting side by side, they draw, cut, and refine their creations, hoping the glue is not the only thing that sticks. Despite a history of tensions between their two countries, these students are learning to respect each other through a program called Rainbow of Hope. The program provides leadership and conflict resolution skills through extracurricular activities. Idal Khalid is the director of the program. He says the Syrian army's former presence in Lebanon is one reason for the tensions, but there are others.
The Lebanese media is playing a negative role by making Lebanese scared of the Syrian refugees. The media, too, are also imposing some ideas that the Lebanese are of a higher class. In addition, most of the refugees are really poor, so their lifestyles are different from Lebanese.
Rainbow of Hope started 3 months ago and is funded by the U.S. government. Once a week, students convene for activities such as basketball, puppet shows, plays, films, and cultural excursions. Sometimes the differences can be as basic as language, says Syrian student Rama Salib.
I didn't understand them because they speak Lebanese dialect.
But since the program started, Khaled says he's already seeing better relations between the students. Lebanese student Asma Harouk.
When the Syrians first came, I didn't know them. I didn't interact with them. Now I feel like there's a friendship between us because of these activities.
With war in Syria raging just over these hills, it's hard not to think about the hardships some of the children have been through, says one of the teachers, Lilian Hamse.
We are trying our best to make them equal, but sometimes you find yourself that you are feeling with Syria much more because of what he faced before.
While refugees from Syria's war receive food, housing, and blankets, few programs address their psychological and social needs. Paige Collick for VOA News, Bekaa Valley, Lebanon.